Unseating a starting quarterback is an unusual move, but it's not the first time it's happened for Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis. The Hawkeyes replaced two-year starter Jake Rudock with junior C.J. Beathard at the end of last season, and Davis says there was a similar situation while he was on the staff at Texas.
You know, Chris Sims took over for Major Applewhite. Major Applewhite was Big 12 Player of the Year. I mean, you know, sometimes you just you go with what you see, and part of it is, you know, you go with your gut too, and you know, we talked as a staff, not just Kirk and I. We talked as a full staff, and felt like that was the right thing to do.
Davis says one of the strengths of Beathard is his quick release.
The fact that he has a quick arm allows him to throw the ball, you know, without stepping, without you know stepping up in a pocket. He can get the ball out, and then on top of that, he's got a strong arm, and so he's got the ability to stretch the field both horizontally and vertically.
Davis says a trio of veteran wideouts in Tavon Smith, Matt Vandenberg, and Jacob Hillier will help Beathard make the transition to starting quarterback.
You know, one of the things that we've got to come out of this camp is, okay, who else? I mean, those three guys, we feel good that, you know, they're going to go in assignment-wise, but we need to stack some more players in there.
Hawkeyes open up their season at home against Illinois State on September 5th. You can catch Hawkeye football all season long here on KJAN. Well, home was the place to be in baseball last night when the Seattle Mariners beat Baltimore 6-5 in 10 innings. It marked the first time all 15 home teams won on the same day ever in Major League Baseball history. Viewing every game as a 50-50 proposition, independent of all others, stats figured the odds of a home sweep on a night with a full Major League schedule was about 1 in 32,768. Stats said previously the best performance by hosts had been 11-0, accomplished six different times, three in the 1880s. The most recent occasion was September of 1989. Cleveland and Miami also needed extra innings to come out on top in their own ballparks. Plenty of other winners yesterday, too. Cardinals were winners. Carlos Martinez was strongest at the end of his eight innings, and Jason Hayward had two hits and two RBIs, and that helped the St. Louis Cardinals edge the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3 last night in a matchup of the National League's top two teams. Yadier Molina tied it with a sacrifice fly, and rookie Stephen Piscotty singled in the go-ahead run on consecutive at-bats off of Jeff Locke in the fifth inning. Colton Wong singled twice for his first multi-hit game of the month, and Piscotty had three hits. Trevor Rosenthal struck out the side in the ninth for his 34th save. Cards lead the Pirates by six games in the National League Central and are 6-5 in the season series, with seven of the games decided by one run and five in the final at bat. St. Louis is 72-40 overall. At 32/500, it matches the season's high watermark. They're 41-16 at home, and those are both Major League bests. Lorenzo Cain went 4-for-4 with a home run, and Yordano Ventura pitched six scoreless innings as the Kansas City Royals defeated the Detroit Tigers 6-1 last night. Cain, who raised his average to .316, led off the sixth with his 12th homer, a mammoth shot to left field. Mike Moustakas snapped an 0-for-18 drought with a homer to right field, with Kendry Morales aboard in the same inning. Ventura, who is 3-1 since the All-Star break, limited the Tigers to two hits but walked a career-high six. He struck out eight, and that ties his season high. Eric Hosmer hit a two-run homer in the first, giving him 21 RBIs in the opening innings so far this year. Elsewhere around the league, the Toronto Blue Jays were fourth in the American League East and eight games behind the division-leading New York Yankees following a loss to Philadelphia on July 28th. They've lost just once since then to climb within a half game of the Yanks. Drew Hutchinson allowed two runs and four hits over seven innings as the Blue Jays picked up their ninth consecutive win, downing Oakland 4-2 last night. Meantime, it took the Yankees 16 innings to lose their fourth in a row as Michael Brantley laced a walk-off single to give Cleveland a 5-4 comeback win over New York. Elsewhere, Matt Harvey scattered four hits in eight innings as the New York Mets won for the ninth time in 11 games, beating Colorado 4-0. The Mets topped the National League East by 2.5 games after the second-place Washington Nationals fell 5-0 to the Dodgers in Los Angeles. San Francisco dumped Houston 3-1 as the Giants, or the Houston, rather, who lost for the seventh time in eight games, is a game up on the Angels. The Angels were 3-0 losers to the White Sox last night. Jorge Soler and Anthony Rizzo drove in two runs apiece to lead the Chicago Cubs' 6-3 triumph against Milwaukee. Chicago's won five in a row, and they're 3.5 games ahead of San Francisco for the National League's second wildcard berth. The Twins pulled out a 3-2 win over Texas on Eduardo Escobar's RBI double in the bottom of the ninth inning. Nelson Cruz and Mark Trumbo homered for Seattle in a 6-5 win over Baltimore in 10 innings. David Peralta hit a grand slam while Arizona was erupting for 11 runs in the second inning of a 13-1 laugher against Philadelphia. Williams Perez allowed four hits in his first major league complete game, but he surrendered Kevin Kiermaier's two-run homer in the seventh inning as Tampa Bay beat Atlanta 2-0. Jeff Jerko hit a two-run homer and had four RBIs as San Diego built an 11-0 lead in the third inning and went on to win 11-6 over Cincinnati. Also, Miami rallied from a 4-0 deficit to beat Boston 5-4. Doug Melvin will step down as general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. He'll continue to lead the team's baseball operations department before transitioning into an advisory role. The Brewers are in last place in the National League Central and have the second worst record in baseball. Milwaukee is rebuilding, having dealt Carlos Gomez and Aramis Ramirez at the July 31st trade deadline. Melvin fired manager Ron Renicki in May and replaced him with Craig Counsell. Melvin joined the Brewers in September of 2002 as the eighth general manager in the team's history. The Brewers went 26 years without a playoff appearance before winning the National League Wild Card in 2008 and the National League Central in 2011. The Iowa women's basketball team is headed to Italy, where the Hawkeyes will play three exhibition games. Coach Lisa Bluter's team is coming off a 26-8 season in which they made it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament.
Timing the trip couldn't be better, just like it was 4 years ago when we had a big freshman class. Same thing, we have four freshmen, four sophomores. They need that extra experience.
Bluter says with the young nucleus of four sophomores and four freshmen, the Hawkeyes will benefit from the trip.
We need to get them just elevate their game quicker and elevate the chemistry bonds quicker in order for us to be successful in November and December. And that's what's happening with these 10 practice days and then with this trip.
The Hawkeyes will play their first game on Friday. And the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union is weighing options in the hopes of attracting new officials for the various sports. Lisa Brinkmeyer of the Girls Union says over the last 5 or 6 years, they've lost more than 400 officials.
It used to be that colleges offered an officiating class and credits. Those have kind of gone by the wayside. Well, now our official coordinator, Joel Oswald, is working with some of the colleges and trying to get that started up again. And also mentoring. We've got so many great officials out there. We talk to them a lot about, find some young guy or young gal in your community and get them interested in it.
Brinkmeyer says there have also been some discussions about the possibility of offering credits to high school students who officiate junior high contests.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, we've probably lost over 400 officials. And that sounds like a big number, and it is a big number. We have a lot of older officials that are retiring, and we're not getting the same number of officials starting up as we are seeing leaving. It's a national issue as well, because the number one reason that officials don't come back is spectators. They don't like to go out and get beat up for the amount of money they're making, the time they're putting in. And I think one of the stats I read said 1 out of 10 first-year officials don't stay for the next year.
Brinkmeyer says that study shows 1 in 10 don't come back. Guess it's Be Kind to Officials Week. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.